for you there in the third quarter?
I found a rhythm, got some easy ones. It was nice to hit the three at the top of the key to get me going. And then once I saw it go in, I got a little bit of rhythm.
What was it like seeing your name on a different jersey like that? And how important was it to see your name on that jersey?
It was pretty cool, especially to be able to do it in front of the fans and with Greg and Dennis, and Steve. So it was a really special moment. Rewarding to see all the hard work pay off for sure.
You're eighth now on the all-time scoring list for the organization. You're an all-star. What has it meant to you to have success individually with this franchise in front of those fans and then to have some success as a team too?
For me, it's all about how we're playing this year as a team. I mean, I think the reason why I am going to be in New Orleans for sure, and the reason why I wanted to put in a lot of work to try to make our team better. And for the fans, I mean, they're so passionate about the Jazz and have been supportive of me and of the Jazz through all of our ups and downs the past 3 or 4 years that we've had. So, like I said, it was really rewarding.
What are you looking forward to in New Orleans the most?
Looking forward to the whole thing. Looking forward to watching my teammates play. Looking forward to Saturday night and competing and watching that. And then, of course, the All-Star game, too. So just going to try to soak it all up.
Tonight was just 1 of 82. But was there a little bit more emphasis on going into the, ending that three-game losing streak,
right,
and bouncing back from last game that was kind of rough?
I think it was. I mean, we had a bad taste in our mouth and didn't want to go into the break with losing 4 straight. So this is one we needed to have. And I think we played like that a little bit tonight. We need to be able to play like that more often.
As a team, where do you feel like you were most effective defensively, especially with Lillard and McCollum?
I thought our guards did a good job of staying locked on them and funneling right to our bigs, and our bigs were up. Our bigs were up at the three-point line, containing them. They didn't get too many pull-up jump shots, made all their shots difficult because those two can really go. So that was a total team effort.
You're 35-22 here at the All-Star break. Big picture, what do you think of the way the season's going?
We've had flashes where we play extremely well. We've had flashes like this last week where we don't play very well. I think for the most part we've played pretty good basketball here to be where we're at, especially with all the injuries we've had. And so I think this break is going to be good for us to gear up and get some juice back and then finish it out strong.
Defense is something you pride yourself in. Is it going to be bizarre getting used to a different style of game on Sunday than what you're accustomed to?
Yeah, I mean, I've played in some of these before, and that's always the question is how much defense are you supposed to play and what's going to happen. Maybe I'll ask some of the guys that have done it before.
What do you want to see out of this team the last 25 games of the year?
Some consistency, a lot more consistency defensively. But really just trying to come together as a unit so we can really make this playoff push.
You've said in several answers to these all-star questions, it makes all the work pay off. When you look at what you put yourself through this summer and how much you improved, what would it be like if you had a big chunk of the team putting themselves through that together?
Well, I think a lot of people put work in over the summer. It's different ways you can do that. For us, we came together in September and got some extra work in, and the team does a good job of coming back throughout, going to Santa Barbara and doing a bunch of team events like that. So, I think if you look across the board, we've all individually gotten better, and I think that's why we put ourselves in this position.
What was the same about where the team was at mentally that you guys had this kind of resolve after what happened on Monday against Clippers?
Yeah, like I said, we needed this one. And I think Monday is... It wasn't a good loss for us by any means, but I think we didn't shoot the ball very well, and so it might have been a little overstated. But tonight we played well. We needed it. We needed to play like this, and it was a good win.
You feel like overall during the year you guys have reacted appropriately when having success or when having a loss throughout the year?
For the most part, I think we haven't had too many big losing streaks. You want to make sure when you lose, you try to come back and win the next one. And tonight was a good example of us really playing like we needed it.
What do you think of Quinn Snyder? The coach got a little worked up there a couple times tonight, more than we usually see.
It's an important game for us. It's a big game, and he didn't want any lapses. And, he's a passionate coach. So.
Thanks, Gordon.
Okay, that's cool.